Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Daryl Morey's getting called out. Does he deserve it? It's by a former player. We'll tell you who that is in 6 minutes. But the Houston Texans are off today. The 2019 season will be here before we know it. They're going to be on the actual field, the game field, Thursday in Green Bay. And they're going to be practicing with the Packers leading up to that. Clinton Kamla are going to be out there. They're going to give you the coverage that you deserve here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Something that's been brought up a couple times from James E. Hedebo, who usually joins us on this day, and by a lot of people that we talked to, a lot of loopholes yesterday at practice, is the Texans defense and the man calling the defense. Mm-hmm. Romeo Crennel, defensive coordinator, took a little bit of a break from calling the defense Mike Vrabel's last season a couple years ago and then went back into the booth. We know about the offense. We're very confident in the offense. A lot of times last year, some of our guys, Stanford Route, as well as who played for Romeo Crennel, I must mm-hmm. add, and James E. Hedebo, they said that it appeared that schematically the Texans were just a little bit behind the curve when it comes to calling a defense. It just didn't seem like they were making the proper adjustments, and there was a lot of times where they were just staying in base defense. There wasn't very much creativity, and it looked like Romeo Crennel wasn't calling as good of a game as some of the other coordinators in the game. Is it possible that at his age, with how long he's been in the league, given the fact that he took a year off and then went back to the booth, not because he wanted to, but because he had to because Vrabel left, mm-hmm. is it possible that maybe the game could be passing the Texans defensive coordinator?
Well, and you say that because we got a text earlier. We were doing I Think I Know I Fear, and one of our loopholes said, I fear that the game is passing Romeo by. That's a, you know, the proverbial slippery slope. That really is, because you're talking about his mind. You know, it's one thing for him. We all get a little slower.
But it's only human, man.
That's where I'm going. Because we all get a little slower, a little achier. You know, I make noises when I sit down and a different noise when I stand up. I don't figure it out. I've never figured that out. And he's older than me, and he's bigger than me, and he's, you know, got a lot of miles on those tires. Yeah, he's moving around a little slower. He takes the cart, you know, all that good stuff. And that's fine if your mind is still on top of the game. If you're still at the cutting edge of what offenses are doing and how you react to them. And if you're still, and this is the most important part, creating new looks, creating new defenses and new sets, because it's a constant game of adjustment. We hear it all the time. You know, the game is constantly changing. You have to adjust as a coordinator. So that's where it gets slippery. There is no indication that he is slowing down. The game is passing him by mentally, other than maybe a couple of games where he didn't have his best calls. But that could happen to anybody, right? I hate to say I don't know on this show, but I think I don't. I don't think anybody really, really knows. You like to be, all right, this is what I think. I think there could be something to that, but I don't know. You know, there is some evidence that would indicate maybe he needs to let Anthony Weaver, you know, who I think is probably the heir apparent, you know, start doing some more things. I don't know, but I think that's a possibility.
And I also think that he wouldn't have been as exposed last year with the quarterbacks that he faced. You know, they mm-hmm. faced some good defenses, but they didn't face very many good offenses. And you got to face some very poor quarterbacks to where, you know, Romeo Crennel didn't really get as exposed as he could potentially this year with the quarterbacks that you are facing. And then the array of quarterbacks the Texans are facing is second to none in this league. But I will say there is at least some evidence that maybe Romeo Crennel isn't getting the most from his players, because you look at Whitney Mercilus. We just had him on earlier this week, and he talked about the way that he's used and his use and how he thinks that he could help the team better by getting after the passer and rushing the passer, and they're mm-hmm. not maximizing that. Jadeveon Clowney, you know, a lot of times it seems like he's in coverage when you don't want him to be. You want him getting after the quarterback. He's only got 9 sacks. Honey Badger, when he left, when Tyrann Mathieu went to Kansas City, he said that they didn't use him right here and that, you know, schematically they weren't maximizing what exactly he was. So there, well, while I get that we won't know until we actually see this year, there is some writing on the wall that shows that maybe, and there are players actually saying it straight from their mouth, saying that, you know, maybe Romeo Crennel isn't using guys the best way that they can be used. And Stanford Rout, who's going to be back on the show on Wednesday, the former NFL cornerback who played for Romeo Crennel in Kansas City, he says that DBs are not Romeo Crennel's strength.
He's always said that.
That really concerns me because I think the concerns in the secondary, the fact that the that the cornerbacks are such a huge concern, John McClain calls them the biggest concern possible, you're going to need those guys maximized. And the safeties, I think these safeties can be very good, but if Romeo Crennel's not using them well behind the cornerbacks, then it's going to be a cause for concern. I'm not going to sit here and say the game has passed him by, although some very credible people have said that, and there have been some hints. But I will say this, if it has, this ain't last year where you're facing a bunch of rookie quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and all these other bad quarterbacks. You're facing some of the best in the league. So if the game has passed him by, we didn't necessarily see it last year, but we're damn sure going to see it this year when you face the guys that you face.
You know, in terms of the secondary, you got DeAnton Lynn and Anthony Midgett that are helping back there. But you're right. I mean, this is the best of the best in quarterbacking. You were talking about the first quarter of the season. I keep going back to the first seven games. This is the first seven games of your Houston Texans schedule. These are guys that can just absolutely surgically cut apart a defense. Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Pat Mahomes, and Andrew Luck. Those are the first seven quarterbacks you're facing. So we'll find out. Yeah, and he'll find out, and Bill O'Brien will find out if there's anything to that.
Andrew Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 6. And just something to keep an eye on, Romeo Crennel. Again, we're going to find out very soon because the Texans are going to open up against the Saints, then they're going to face the Jags, then they're going to face Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. But it's just something to keep an eye on. Carmelo Anthony, the former Houston Rocket, only played about 11 games here last season. He was on First Take today, and he had some things to say about your Houston Rockets. The tenure wasn't very long. We saw Jeff Bizdelic, his old coach in Denver, Mike D'Antoni's right-hand man who was in charge of the defense, leave the team when Melo arrived. Coincidence? You decide that. But he came back after Melo left, so take that for what it is.
Yeah.
This is Carmelo Anthony with Stephen A. Smith talking about his lack of understanding as to why the Rockets got rid of him and his commitment to the team last year.
I actually reached out to Dale first and said, can we talk about how can we make this better? What can we do to, you know, to fix this? What can I do to fix this? But then he had in mind that he wanted to come talk to me, too, about releasing me and letting me go. So I didn't like how that went down.
We all thought that there was more than just basketball reasons. Yes, his game has slipped. He's a 10-time All-Star. You know, he's Carmelo Anthony. He can still play. I never thought the fit would work.
Wait, he can still what?
He can still play a little bit. He can still play a little bit.
In China, maybe.
You think he's that bad? You think he's fallen off that much?
I mean, every other team in the league had a chance to sign him last year.
No, I understand that, but what were the factors is what I want to know. You know, is the big question. I'm not a Carmelo fan. Don't put that evil on me. I'm not a big Carmelo fan. I'm just saying, you know, that he was they signed him. They saw something, and then it was more than just basketball. I think you thought it. I thought it. Everybody thought it.
I don't think it was more than
that
basketball.
That was a problem. I do.
I really don't.
I don't
think you can separate 100%. His intangibles from basketball. I mean, he played 29 minutes a game when he was here.
If it wasn't more than basketball,
why
was Bizdelic gone?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can separate, you know, how a guy is willing to play and his stubbornness from basketball.
That's more than basketball. That's attitude. That's approach.
But attitude.
That's fit.
Attitude correlates to your performance in basketball, right? Isn't attitude important?
It can. But if it was just like trying to get him to play, Bizdelic wouldn't have raised the white flag, or he wouldn't have been, you know, he wouldn't have been gone. It was more than basketball that for the reason that, and there's evidence to indicate that in the fact that the guy you just said it, the best defensive coach this team has had in a long time, left when Carmelo got here and came back when Carmelo was gone.
This is Carmelo Anthony talking about Daryl Morey and what he thinks about the Rockets GM, who was the only GM in the NBA last year to give him a chance.
I was actually in San Antonio, in my room, getting ready for the game. And me and Daryl were supposed to speak that night. because I had reached out to him previously about just a heads up me, like what's going on. Let me know what I can do. Like, I'm here to help the team. Like, let me know what I got to do. But he had, you know, he came in and he was just like, look, basically your service is no longer needed. And I'm like, hold on, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, nah, things just not working out. And you got to figure out something to do. I'm like, how the hell am I going to figure something out to do? I got a game tomorrow. Nah, you're not going to suit up tomorrow.
So this is the thing. Carmelo Anthony doesn't play any defense. Nobody else in the league wanted him last year. And it's unfortunate for him, but Carmelo Anthony just really doesn't have it right now. And I think it's really rich of Carmelo Anthony, honestly. We'll criticize Daryl Morey on this show. And honestly, I think Daryl Morey, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because on one hand, I don't think he deserves to be criticized because they were the only team willing to bring in Carmelo. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it was a dumb decision to bring this guy in to begin with. Like, it shouldn't be that surprising that it blew up. Mm-hmm. And now he's kind of throwing Daryl Morey under the bus. And I think this was the dangers in bringing in Carmelo Anthony and undermining your head coach and your assistant coach. But nobody else wants Carmelo Anthony either. So it's not like the Rockets let him go and then he went somewhere else. So Carmelo Anthony, he said earlier this week that he wants a farewell tour. He's not going to get that. And I think he's being completely exposed as a guy who just doesn't know how to adjust with age. A lot of times you have to adjust. Like, based on your skill set, you have to adjust. Sure. You have to have intangibles. He's not willing to do that. And the one team that was willing to give him a chance, he's now throwing under the bus. I think it's pretty classless, and it's a prime example of why Carmelo Anthony, despite the fact that he has the talent he does and despite the fact he probably has the skills to be able to contribute to an NBA team, I think the overall delusionalness of Carmelo Anthony is being exposed, and hopefully Daryl Morey learns his lesson and realizes that he made a mistake bringing this guy in.
No, it's been exposed. It absolutely has been exposed. We were both confused and didn't think it would work when they brought him in, and it didn't work. It only took 10 games for them to realize that.
11, don't sell him short.
Was it 11?
It was 11. He played 29 minutes too, but I mean he was shooting about 40% from the field, and he was cranking it up quite a bit too.
2-point percentage, 49%.
Not great.
Not bad. Not bad. Volume shooter. Look, and he says he wants to play again. He didn't want necessarily the
farewell. Go to China.
He can go to China, but or
go to China with
if you really
want to
play
Steph
in
Marbury.
The NBA, say, I'll play for a veteran's minimum. Don't try to sign some big contract.
Well, that's what he was going to do. That's what he signed here. I mean, nobody wanted him for the veteran's minimum. He could have been had for the veteran's minimum last year. Nobody wants him. Yeah. And I think he needs to look in the mirror and realize nobody wants you. It's not just Daryl Morey. It's not just the Rockets. Nobody wants you. So just keep it going. And if you want a farewell tour, go to China. Maybe Stephon Marbury is still playing there, and you can find a you can find a role with another selfish former Knick. But Carmelo Anthony calling out Daryl Morey, I think it's a little bit ridiculous, but I also think that it was dumb to bring him in the first place, and I think Daryl Morey's learned his lesson. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans return to the practice field tomorrow. Then after that, they'll be in Green Bay. We're going to give you the latest on the Texans, and we're also going to talk about them Astros. Cruise control to the playoffs. Can we start the parade now? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.